This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Update for April 1st, 2021. Here's the seven stories that we're following today. The first story is this pressing chip shortage that's going on and really shows how much the U.S. has become and everybody's become dependent upon semiconductor chips. Ford Motor is shutting down production again in several of its plants, including some of its best-selling lines, for a couple of weeks. It says the production shutdowns will cost it $1 to $2.5 in profits this year. GM says the same thing. The chip shortage will cost it $2 billion plus in profits this year. The second story we're following is treasuries are rising up about 1.7% or for the 10-year. And again, one of the things that's fascinating is foreign investment in treasuries has fallen 230% from 43% over the last several years. Asian investors, particularly Japanese, have become a little bit softer on wanting to buy treasuries in the U.S. Also, there's just been an explosion of the issuance of debt. Third story, inflation, you know, which started to creep into pricing. Several companies have said they're raising the prices of their core consumer goods based on their commodity cost rising and shipping cost rising. You know, amongst those are General Mills, Kimberly-Clark, and a number of others. We're starting to see that. The third story we're following today is, fourth story is the family office sector booming. Recent study shows, again, that UBS shows that 121 of the largest family offices sold $142 billion in assets. We believe this number is way, way understated, but it just goes to show the amount of money that's been sort of made by families in this ultra-low interest rate environment, an explosion in asset values, and so forth. Fifth story is our Chagos losses also help shed light on family offices. Our Chagos is a family office run by Bill Wong. Bill Wong is a disciple of Julian Robertson. Here, he's apparently lost $10 billion of his own money, plus another $20 billion that he had exposure on. You know, some of the big lenders to him were Credit Suisse, Nomura, Mitsubishi. It's sort of just a fascinating situation where the leveraging on swaps and other things amplifies gains when it's going well, but amplifies losses tremendously when it's going poorly. I think the big banks are sort of lost on all this stuff and have no idea what they're doing when they lend to these types of things. They have no idea the asset exposure they're taking, the exposure they're taking. Sixth story, Walgreens had a great quarter. Sales rose about 5% to $32.8 billion. Profits also rose to $1.03 billion. So Walgreens overall had a terrific last quarter. Finally, the Biden infrastructure bill. This includes about $2.3 trillion in spending on a whole wide variety of things. It's funded through an increase in the corporate tax rate back to 28% from 21%. It is also expected to introduce a second big bill based on healthcare, childcare, and education. Zero the cost, that's likely to be around another $1 to $2 trillion. So the total is about $4 trillion in total is what's expected. The second bill is intended to be paid for through tax hikes more on individuals, supposedly wealthy individuals, versus the corporations. In any event, that's what Biden has introduced. Those are the seven stories we're following today. Just Ford shutting down production, foreign investment, U.S. Treasuries falling, inflation starting to creep up, family office sector ballooning, Chagos getting slaughtered with this, fascinating use of swaps and exposure, Walgreens profits and sales rising, and finally, Biden introducing his first interest rate package, $2.3 trillion funded by corporate tax rates. Thank you so much for listening to the Becker Business Update for April 1st, 2021.